I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the week of May 27th is Derek Plitt from Coloma High School Track. Here's my conversation with Derek, as heard on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home, NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Derek Plitt of Coloma High School Track at the Division III State Finals. Derek ran an anchor leg for the state champion 4x200-meter relay team that also set a school record in the process. He also ran a leg for the second place 4x400-meter relay team, also broke a school record in the state process, and also ran a leg for the 4x100-meter relay team that also broke a school record in the process. That's a pretty nice day. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
I was looking through this, and my first thought was, did you go in thinking, this is my last track meet for Coloma, I'm going to go out with a bang?
That was basically what was going through my head. Every time I ran, I was like, I need to run my heart out.
You guys win the state championship in the 4x200. You're the anchor leg. When you cross the finish line, what was going through your mind?
Well, at first when I crossed the finish line, I looked up at the clock and I saw it just tick to a 129, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think we just did it. I think we got the state championship. And all I could do was just like, I wanted to cry, but I couldn't cry.
Of the four relays, do you have a favorite?
The 4x200 is definitely my favorite race.
Okay. Now, of the legs, you ran anchor in the 4x2, but you've run other legs in the other relays or whatever. Do you have a favorite leg that you like to run?
I definitely like to run the anchor leg, but there's also a lot of stress that goes with it. But I think it's still my favorite.
Okay. So you guys break the school record in these relays. During the season, you broke the school record in the 100-meter dash, which is a pretty nice accomplishment. Congratulations. Going into the season, what kind of goals did you set for yourself? I mean, did some of these times that you accomplished personally or as a relay team, were they things that you kind of had your eyes set on?
Yeah, I definitely wanted this year to be my best year. Last year, it was kind of sad seeing how everything went, but then this year I knew that I was just going to be bigger and better, and I was going to go out with a bang.
Okay. Now, outside of track, what are some of the other activities you've been involved with here at Coloma?
In the fall, I did soccer and football, and then in the winter, I did indoor track and indoor soccer, and I also went out for the Mr. Coloma pageant, winning Mr. Coloma.
Of the sports, do you have a favorite?
Track.
Okay, it's track. Your coaches are Jen Eckes and Bruce Dings. And Jen, first of all, for you, maybe just your thoughts, the performance that the team as a whole, but that Derek put in at the state championship meet.
I think at the beginning of the season, we kind of all sat down and looked at what we did, how we did last year at the state meet, and then these were kind of the goals that we had set for ourselves. So they obviously achieved them a lot, more than I think that Coach Dings and I expected. I know when that 4x200, their handoffs were just, they were amazing. I mean, you can't say anything better than that. But no, Derek's a great kid, hard worker. Any coach would want him on their team.
And probably, my guess is very versatile when you can put him in four different relays.
Right. And he sometimes runs the 200-meter dash as well. Mm-hmm. So depending on, you know, where we're trying to get points from, you can move him around quite a bit.
Coach Dings, for you, after you saw what they did at the state meet, you got to be pretty astonished as well.
Yeah, going into the season, we had some expectations for our guys. We started back in January, and for 6 months, we ran track off and on throughout the whole year. They put in a lot of time, a lot of hard work to accomplish the goals that they had. Many of the records that Derek broke were set back in the late 60s, early 70s, so they had stood for a very long time, so it was a very nice accomplishment that he could, you know, beat those records this season.
Did you kind of see this possibly being a pretty special season for Coloma Track as a whole?
At the start of the year, we had some lofty goals that we thought we could accomplish. We fell short on a couple of them, but individually we had some guys that really stepped up and ran really well this year and accomplished some pretty personal goals for themselves.
So, Derek, you've graduated from Coloma. What are plans now for after graduation?
I will be attending Adrian College next fall to be so I can get my master's degree in athletic training, and I'll also be running track there.
Outstanding. All right. And now, do you kind of know, have they told you what to expect as far as what you need to do to start training for track at the next level?
Yeah, I've talked to their coach a lot, and he's told me that it's definitely going to be a lot harder than high school, but he also told me what events I'm going to be running and how I'm supposed to run them.
Awesome. All right. Hey, congratulations on the state championships, the school records, and the entire season, and good luck in college.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Derek Plitt of Coloma High School Track is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.